It's election day. Joining us on the Heidi Harris Show, the Republican nominee for president. I expect him to be the president-elect tonight. Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, welcome back to the Heidi Harris Show. Good morning, sir.
Well, thank you, Heidi. Thank you very much.
I got to tell you what, your energy is astounding. All of the rallies you have, you were up late last night. Did you sleep at all last night?
Well, about 2 hours, but, you know, we went to Michigan sort of unexpectedly. I said, let's do one, and we got there at 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was amazing. We had 30,000 people. It was incredible at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's amazing.
I think Michigan's going to be a big, big surprise, so we'll see what happens, but I think so.
I think so, too. And, you know, the thing is, you don't have to have a concert to get these people. That's the whole thing. The energy and the rallies that you've had here in Las Vegas,
right.
Obviously Northern Nevada, all over the country. You don't need to get celebrities. It's just you and a flag and everybody shows up.
Well, and hopefully some good ideas to make America great again. You know, it is interesting. We've had tremendous crowds in Las Vegas and in Reno. You know, I was there 2 days ago and it was just amazing. And, you know, it's a special state. I love the state. I love the people of the state. And I'm hearing we're doing well. I mean, I'm not sure, but I'm hearing we're doing well. Do you have a report for me, Heidi?
Well, you know what? I think you're going to do better than the polls. And I know the Culinary Union is out to get you, but you know what? There are tons of people I know who've been on the Trump train since day one. I think they've been underpolled. And I think the Democrats are sitting back thinking they could win this with the early vote. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, well, the early vote wasn't that good for them. Normally, they take a very substantial lead, and then we catch them today. You know, I think it's going to be a very interesting period of time, but the people are very energized. And, you know, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do a lot of things that people want to hear about, Heidi. And Obamacare, by the way, has become catastrophic. It's become so bad for people. So we're going to, we're doing a lot of, you know, one of the important things there is the vets. We're taking care of the vets. We're going to rebuild our depleted military, which is so depleted. And so many things, and I look forward to it. Plus, I have, as you know, a lot of investments there and a lot of people that work for us that are incredible people. So, you know, I feel very confident about one of my truly favorite states.
It is a great state. We're speaking with Donald Trump. Now, should you become the president-elect tonight, which I really do think is probably going to happen, what would you do about bringing people together? Because this campaign has been so nasty.
The nastiest ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand. Well, and that was so with the primaries also. If you remember, the primaries were on the nasty side, to put it mildly. So it started out there, and I guess it continued onto the race. And, you know, we look at what's happening with Hillary, where she deletes 33,000 calls and the FBI does nothing. And yet they're willing to put a four-star general in jail for doing practically nothing by comparison. You know, it's a very unfair thing that's happening. But, you know, it's part of the system. I call it the rig system, and it has been that way for a long time. I just think that people, and, you know, we talk about energy and we talk about all of that, but I think the people have tremendous energy to get out there today, Heidi. It's going to be very interesting.
I think they do. I absolutely do. Now, if you become the president-elect, and obviously you become the president in January, would you pursue anything against Hillary Clinton legally? Because obviously she's done so many things we know for a fact, having her made, print, classified emails, things like that, would get anybody else demoted, tossed out of the military. We know that. Would you pursue any kind of legal action against Hillary Clinton?
It's very interesting you mentioned the maid, because it was like a little story, and it's such a big thing, although they had it in the front page of the New York Post. But with the maid, she's all of this classified information, and yet they take a young man that wanted to have some pictures of his submarine that he worked on. That's an old submarine, by the way. Believe me, if Russia or China wanted those pictures, I'm sure they have them for 25 years already. But he took some pictures, and I guess they're putting him in jail for over a year. They may put General Cartwright in jail for up to 5 years for doing a tiny fraction. It's just so unfair. So we're going to take a look at that, but it is so unfair, the system, what's happened. The most unfair part is what's happening to everybody else. I mean, other people are going away. They're going to jail for years, and here she is. Such horrible crimes, you know, just right out of the book, and they give her a pass. I've never seen anything like it in this country, actually.
It is amazing. All right, final question, Mr. Trump. What's the biggest lesson, the biggest takeaway for you in this last 16 months?
Well, I think the biggest is how incredible our country is, how incredible the people of our country are. You know, I've gone everywhere, as you know, Heidi. It's been a very intensive period of time for me. And I've gotten to meet so many people, the veterans I've gotten to meet, and know, and we have such veteran support and military support, law enforcement support. really how great our people are. And all they need is they need help. They can't be settled down, lives destroyed with Obamacare. You know how bad that's been. And they can't have all of these restrictions, and the companies are going out of business because of EPA and because of so many other things. You know, the restrictions are incredible. The taxes are too high. We're going to be lowering taxes very, very substantially. Hillary's raising taxes. But how, I guess the real takeaway is how incredible the people of this country are. They really are incredible.
They are. Donald Trump, good luck tonight. We're thrilled to have you, and I think you're going to be the president-elect this evening.
Well, thank you, Heidi, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, we will.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm Heidi.